The rock badgers are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags, Proverbs 30:26. Conscious of their vulnerability, the rock badgers burrow in the clefts of rocks and are safe from their enemies. The children of God are safe as long as they stay in the cleft of the rock, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 10:4. If Christ is your Lord, he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it, Corinthians 10:13. The Greek word translated bear it means stay under, which for the Christian means stay submitted to the Lordship of Christ. As long as you stay submitted to him, you're safe. Before Christ changed you, Satan ruled your life. You were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2, 1-2. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness, Romans 6, 17-18. And now, because you belong to Christ, Satan can't do anything to you unless God allows it to bring about a change in your life for a reason often known only to God. It's by faith we trust. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. And now any trials will be caused or allowed by God for your good. We should, by faith, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1, 2-4. The Greek word translated patience means stay under. For the Christian, it means stay submitted to the Lordship of Christ. As long as you stay submitted to him, you're safe.